Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
What if your blessings come?
And welcome everybody to Journey into the Light, spiritual radio on a Wednesday afternoon, evening, depending on where you're at in this beautiful world. What a beautiful song that was. Love that song. It's just a great song to start off our day here on Journey into the Light. Call on in as we have a great, amazing, wonderful, sweet, great connections from the other side. Helen Bright is here, internationally known psychic medium from Ukraine. That's right, the Ukraine. You heard that right. And she's coming live exclusively here on Journey into the Light every Wednesday here at this time. So write it down. Come to the live shows if you're listening into the archives. But if you're here live, you're in for a treat. You can call on in and get a free reading here on the show, radio show. So dial on into the number and then press the 1 on your phone. Okay? So there you go there. And if you want to contact Helen for a private session, which she does all the time, so just in case you wondered if Helen does private sessions, because I've heard people ask that of all my guests many times to me personally, and yes, she does. You can reach her, even though Helen is in the Ukraine, she is like next door. Helen has a U.S. phone number that you can call, and the number is right here on the show page. If you want to get a pen and a piece of paper or something like that, I'll give out that phone number here in just a second. But you also can reach Helen at her website, helenbright.com. Helenbright.com and Facebook, Twitter, all that's here on the show page. Now for that phone number I promised you. The number is 323-284-5570. Someone is saying, slow it down, Mike, one more time. Okay, 323-284-5570. Okay, I think everybody got that. If you didn't get that phone number, it's right here on the show page. You can't miss it, okay? I've got it here for you guys, nice and easy. Okay, so as you guys are calling on into the show, we'll be going to calls here shortly. Let's go out to the Ukraine and let's bring Helen on into the show. Hello, Helen.
Hi. Hi, Michael. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you good and clear. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing fine. I have this habit of pressing the wrong buttons, you see. So I'm always worried I'm on mute. So I just wanted to make sure you're there.
Yeah, it's always good to do. Yes, always good. So what is the topic for today?
The topic for today, Michael, is staying true to self. Okay, it's been on my mind a lot lately. I don't know if you all have had quite a difficult week energy-wise. It's been really weird this week. However, in it all, in my meditation, this topic keeps coming back to me. And what does it really mean, being true to yourself? You know, we all change, we all grow, and if we're not growing, we're staying still and vegetating, you know. I can look back and see that I'm such a different person than I was even a couple of years ago, 5 years ago. And the thing is, when I was younger, I used to feel invisible. And what I mean by that is, I would be with people, friends, or anyone really, and they never really saw the real me. And I couldn't figure out why people would listen to other people and give direct eye contact to other people, but somehow I was in the background unnoticed. And this was the same at school. I never got chosen for anything, you know, same old, same old. But over the last few years, I've realized that how important it is to actually connect with yourself and know yourself, know what you want, what you like, who you are. Sometimes when we go through difficult times, we shut down emotionally, particularly towards ourselves, but we do it kind of unconsciously. And it's really interesting. I often tell clients this, you know, we get this into the conversation, that once you start being who you are and connecting with who you are as a person, you begin to show your true self to other people, and then you find they react differently. It's kind of the same with love, I guess. If you don't have any regard for yourself, then other people don't. So if you don't know yourself, then how can other people know you? It's a kind of journey, I guess. But it's really important. I mean, my dad used to tell me, you know, just be true to yourself, just be yourself. And when I've been on TV and stuff like that, sometimes people tried to make me do things or be things that I was not. And I have to say, I'm luckily managed to just be myself. And, you know, there's something really relaxing about being yourself when you feel you're not worried about what people think about you and you can just be. It kind of lifts off this whole energy from your shoulders, and it's a much better place to be, I find. And, you know, many times we get pulled along by the current, or people assume we'll do things, you know, or they rely on us when they haven't even asked if that's okay. And, you know, sometimes it is okay, but other times we just need to be a bit slow to respond and give ourselves a little thought space to actually sort of say, well, you know, I need to think about that. And it is so important. I'm learning more and more, folks, to really think more before I accept things and do things, and actually give a little bit more to myself. Otherwise, you run out of energy, you get burnout, and believe me, I've been there. So, and in a way, it gives, personally, it gives me more joy just to be myself. And I try to encourage other people to be themselves around me, you know, because the world's full of so much unreality. You know, we are fed all these, the media feeds us all these different realities. And sometimes it's hard to feel anchored in this world. And so it is kind of important to take time back from all the busyness and all the frantic energy. And I've had so many people this week with tragedies in their lives, and, you know, it is very ungrounding. So I've just taken a few steps back and had a couple of quiet days, and I feel more rooted now and more at peace. Yeah. So that's really what I wanted to bring tonight. You know, I didn't have a long speech planned, and I know that there are a lot of callers that want to get through. I know Joanna Profiter wants to speak to me, and she unfortunately didn't get a chance last week. So I hope she's on the line this tonight. And I look forward to taking calls, questions, problems. And I'm not a magician, remember, but I always do my best with a big heart. So let's have some connections and see where we go with this. Over you, okay. To you, Michael.
All right. Sounds great. Love that. So true. So true. Definitely need some time. We all go through times like that. I think a lot of people are experiencing a very weird, week energy wise. Yeah. And it's just it's been a rough start to the year, I have to say.
Yeah.
And that's not just for me, but a lot of people. But I think, I don't know, I think things, I have a feeling that things are starting to calm down in a way, so I hope I'm right.
I hope you're right too, Michael. We all do.
We'll see, right?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right, let's go to the phone lines here and see who we have here. A lot of people on the phone line, so I think the call you were speaking about is here, so let's bring on area code 352 Florida. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, is that Joanna?
Oh my goodness. Hello, Helen. How are you?
Hi.
I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, apart from all the rough energy we've been talking about.
Yes, I know. I've been experiencing that myself as well.
Yeah. I've kind of halfway through the week, I figured it was not just me because it was happening to other people. And I'm no astrologer, but I do know that planets and energies that are created by other people can have a big effect. So anyway, we're here tonight and we're thinking positive and we're ready to answer questions. So how can I help you tonight? What's your question?
My question was about my relationship. I wondered what you saw for the future for us, if it was going to move right in a positive direction.
Yeah, and just to let the viewers know that Joanna did correspond with me, and we began looking at this last week, and it's kind of one of those situations, I feel, where, as we agreed, you've met this person before, you've connected with them before, because there is this huge, it's almost like a contentment of souls in the connection. You know, you just feel so okay, so good with this person. He might not have even to say anything to you, but when he's around, you just feel complete somehow.
Yeah, I have
experienced that myself, and many other clients too. Okay. But it is always a little bit tricky because you need more than this great connection in a relationship. You know, other things have to be right. And I know that this hasn't been an easy ride. So let me just tune in and see what I can see for you.
Okay.
Could I just have the initial of his name, love? Because it isn't in front of me. I've forgotten.
M.
Thank you. Please don't, I sense you're immediately feeling afraid that I'm going to say something negative. Don't, just relax, my darling. You know, to all the listeners, you know, when people I'm reading for get tense or they're wanting me to say a specific sentence, you know, it blocks the energy.
Okay.
And
okay.
I know you've been
looking forward to this. Now that I laughed, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, what I can honestly say, and I don't make predictions unless I really feel them, because, you know, I think that they can have a big effect on your life. I do feel it's not over, okay? Certainly, that's the first thing that I'm seeing. Okay. Okay, I think what I'm going to say is that in the immediate future, I feel you will go on this journey back and forth a bit longer, okay?
Yes.
I feel that certain things, as I alluded to earlier in the conversation, actually haven't aligned yet, okay? Now I'm looking around him. Okay, what I sense around M is that there is quite a bit of difficult energy around him, okay? It's almost as though I feel he's pinned to the ground energetically, okay? I'm going to send some energy to help clear that. I can even feel it clearing, actually.
Thank you,
my guide. You can actually ask your guardian angel to speak to his guardian angel. I've heard Doreen Virtue say this. I believe I'm right in quoting that. Angels will not do anything that is not for your highest good. But yeah. I do feel that the thing to do here is to also send him healing and positive energy and love, you know, and white light, because I do feel that he's surrounded by heaviness. I do feel it's like he's got one foot in one camp and one foot in another almost. He's got the feelings there, the connections there for him. I can see it very strongly between you. Okay, he's not quite ready yet to step forward, is my feeling.
Okay.
And I know you love him a lot, and there's nothing wrong in waiting. Some people would say, oh, don't wait for this guy. No, I've been there myself. Sometimes you just got to go down those roads.
Right.
I think another aspect that Yehuda's saying to me is you have to think positive. If you're in fear, you will attract fear and negativity. And I know this is a big ask because you need a lot of courage. Ask God to give you courage okay, to get through this. Okay. All right, I'm sending healing energy to your heart center, darling, because I feel that you're very sensitive and this has been a big thing in your life and you're very fragile at the moment. You're trying to be brave on the surface, but inside you're breaking up. So I'm sending you healing energy there.
Oh, bless you, Helen. Thank you so much.
No, you're a lovely lady. And I feel that the journey's not over. I'm not going to predict that this will end happily ever after because it will be what it will be. He's on his path and he's struggling too. So he's got to have help to make the right decisions for him. And if your paths cross, which I feel they well may do, okay, then that's great, all right? But what I'm really trying to say is you can't control this. You just got to get through it. That's what that's the real message here. Okay. Focus on healing. Focus on healing the feelings of loss. And just start saying thank you for this experience, even though it might sound crazy to thank God for pain. Believe you me, your soul is learning, darling. Your soul is evolving and changing and learning through this.
Yes, oh my goodness. Bless you. Thank you so much, Helen. Thank you, Michael, for putting
my
call through. And bless you. Bless you so much. And thank
you
so
much. Good
luck.
I know it's painful, darling.
Yes, 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 it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, much healings to you. Blessings. Okay. Glad you got through. So, okay, she is off and gone. Okay, let's go next to area code 415 in the Bay Area. Can we get your first name, please?
Hello, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
What can I do for you? Where are you from?
I am from San Francisco.
Okay. And what can I do for you?
Not a question, but also just a comment. I've been just agitated this week. I'm not quick to anger person, but boy, just frustrated and agitated.
Yeah.
But I'm calling for a mediumship.
Sorry, could you speak a bit louder, love? I've got my thing turned right up, but it's a bit muffled.
Sure. I was calling
for
an other side, for a mediumship reading.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to try and contact someone for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, I will tell you straight away that your energy is low at the moment, all right? So take a deep breath for me and try and relax. And what's the name of the person you want to bring?
Margaret.
Margaret, okay. Think of Margaret in your mind. Okay, I can feel a lot of anger. Does she make you feel angry, darling? Because I'm feeling a lot of anger again. Okay, I'm sensing that things were not good and you want to make some communication. Is that right?
You
don't
have
to tell me details. Yeah, you don't have to tell me details. Let's try and call her, darling. Okay. Margaret, if you can come forward, please. Thank you. The sense I'm getting is somebody who, the best way I can describe is that she's not someone who can say how she feels. It's like I feel a backing away. I feel a powerlessness about this person. Would you understand that?
Not powerless, but not talking about how she feels yet.
Yeah, it's like a sense of defeat or hopelessness and not wanting to run away from it, whatever it was, whatever it is. Okay, now then, I'm going to ask Yehuda, my guide, to help this lady. Okay, she feels very sad indeed. I'm feeling tears, lots of tears. Okay, it's almost as if, I might be wrong, darling, but did this lady take her life?
Oh, no.
No. Okay, well, I do feel somebody who, I'm going freezing all over. I feel that there would, it's almost like she had depression or something, because I feel she didn't want to be here and she couldn't wait to go. That's how it feels. If not, then maybe I'm not connecting, darling, and you have to try another time.
I'm sure you have the right person.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we'll go with that and we'll see what messages come through. Okay. Okay. I get the sense that she's nervous of you. So I feel that there's something that needs to be said here. Okay. I'll see what she shows me. Okay, I'm getting feelings of guilt. Just say yes if I'm on the right track, love.
Oh, yes.
Yes or no. Yeah. I'm getting feelings of guilt. Okay. It's a feeling like her actions actually caused a lot of pain for you. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. A very strong regret. She's not saying, I am sorry, but I feel a deep regret. Because this lady is in a weak state, she's upset, and it's like, I feel her feelings. I'm doing it that way. And I feel a deep sense of regret. She's making a sign of a heart with her hands. She's saying, I do love you. She wants to be forgiven. Okay. I'm asking the angels to send a lot of healing into this situation, my love. Betrayal. Betrayal is the word I'm hearing. Betrayal. Okay. Okay, her energy's fading, my love. I hope that's been of some help to you. I know it can be very, very difficult at times, and I sense that things are, you're in a difficult space right now. Okay, so I hope that's been of some help to you. And
No, I'm not sure what to do with that information that you gave me.
Okay.
I don't want her to feel guilty or bad. I already have to.
Okay. Let me put it to you this. If there's something between you, you just need to let it go and everything will be all right. That's really, to put it into to paraphrase it. So she wants you to know that she is regretful and she doesn't want to be there to be any bad feeling between you, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I've already done that. So
Thank you so much for calling. God bless.
Alrighty, thanks for your call there. We do appreciate you. And let's see here. We're going to go next here for Helen Bright. Laura in New Jersey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you this evening? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to find work, and I've had some interviews. One, I had a phone interview last week for a job in Pittsburgh, which would require a relocation. But
so we've got one with a relocation.
And I had a phone interview today for a contract, and I'm just wondering if you're picking up at any jobs coming my way soon.
Sure. All right. Okay, what I'm going to do is tell you what I see, hear, and feel, okay? So you focus on what you want in your mind, and I'm just going to tell you the symbols that they show me and any insights that I get, all right?
Okay.
Super. Okay, so what have we got? I'm asking my guide. Let's have a look around, Laura. Okay. Okay, as I say to so many people, love, start thanking God or the universe for your job, okay, because that releases energy, all right? You need more confidence there, and you need to expect it. There is a right job for you here, is what I want to say first of all, okay? All right. Now, I'm looking around. One moment. Okay, I'm seeing a place. It looks to me like a big department store with lots of departments, okay? And I'm sensing that there's something along the marketing side or office side there. Okay. I'm seeing the letter J and the letter P. Okay. Now, I'm asking Yehuda about Pittsburgh, okay? I'm going to use my pendulum here and ask about Pittsburgh if you're going to get that job. Okay. Oh, Yehuda's saying to me there's a reason about Pittsburgh that you're not really sure about that. You don't really want it, something along those lines, because I feel a real pit in my stomach on that one. Okay. Okay. You know, earlier we were talking about, I don't know if you were listening then, but we were talking about being true to yourself, and this is an example here. You need to really know what you want and hold out for it, my love. Okay, I know you probably want a particular job. You're thinking of the money, you need the income. But, you know, really try to go for what you really want so that you can be enthusiastic. And when you're in the interview, your energy will be more positive than it normally is because you'll be excited. Okay, now, I also am seeing the scales for balance. I feel you've been through a difficult patch and things are going to balance out. That's a sure sign and a sure symbol there. Okay. Looking down my timeline for you. Okay. I feel, in all honesty, you will get an opportunity closer to home. Okay. Now, okay. I'm asking Yehuda to show me where you need to look. Okay. All right. I'm seeing what I would say networking, personal contact. Okay. I feel somebody's new, either from an agency or a personal friend who knows that there is a job going somewhere. So put the word out, my love. You know, go for what you want, expect what you want, and start thanking the universe, all right? Okay, and I know there's a job out there for you, and I look forward to hearing when you got it.
But the J and the P, you think that's in the name of the company?
It can be, yeah. Usually when I see things in connection with the question, then I would say it's very likely either to be in a logo or it could be the initials of somebody who's hiring you, my love.
Okay, all right.
So look out for it. It's a pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Let's go next here to my home state here in Oklahoma, 918. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Well, this is Angela from Tulsa.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. Things have been pretty crazy since last May, and I just want to know when I can get off this roller coaster.
Sure.
What do you see? What comes through the strongest?
Sure. Okay, my love. Thank you. I'm just listening to your voice. It's in my memory. Just a second. Yeah. Okay. First, I want to say that you're a very brave lady. I feel that when you say life's been a roller coaster, you're underestimating it. You're kind of playing it down because I feel that things have been very, very tough for you. Okay, so well done for keeping positive. I often describe myself as a dandelion. I come up with a sunny yellow face, you know, like the dandelions do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really strong in the ground, and you can pick them off, and you can even dig them up, but they still come up again. And
oh,
this
yeah.
is what I feel with you. Okay, what I feel is that listeners aside to you that really would love to be involved in some kind of spirituality or prayer. My hands are going together like in a prayer position as I'm talking to you. So I kind of feel that that's something very much in your life or on your heart. Okay, and spirit is acknowledging that in you. All right, I feel that, you know, I would call it perhaps somebody who's a counselor or a healer of some kind. So if you're wondering perhaps where do I go from here, I would say look at things to do with helping others, maybe take a course or maybe increase your skills that you've already got. Okay, but do what makes your heart feel happy. Okay, now then, Yehuda's saying to me, he's saying, you've spent a lot of time helping others, but you didn't realize quite how much they were draining your energy. So watch out for the energy drainers and ask spirit to send you people that are people who really need your skills and expertise or help or friendship, you know, and just guard against people who go over the same old stuff and drain your energy. All right, I hope this is making sense to you, love. Okay,
It's lovely to hear. It's lovely
good.
To hear.
Yeah, really. Okay, I see
I
a mother.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that's a Titanic fanatic?
Titanic fanatic? I don't, actually.
I bet
no,
you will.
But I know there are so many people out there who love the Titanic. Ah, okay. There is someone who I know was on the Titanic in a past life.
Uh-huh.
Is that the connection you were looking for?
I don't know. It must be. I thought they were related to someone on the Titanic. The past life, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. So what's your real question tonight, my love?
Well, I lost
what's
everything
on your
last
heart?
Month. I had a fire, and I'm politically
okay.
active. I just,
right.
I feel like everybody's pulling on me. You know, we've had a tough time in the state of Oklahoma and the Democratic Party. And
we've had
two suicides, you know, since Trump was elected. And
yeah.
It's really hard.
Okay, my love. Do you have to, yeah, come
positivity
on.
Is waning, I guess is a good way
yeah.
to say it.
Okay, I'm going to be straight with you here.
Yes.
That whole area has a lot of dangerous energy. So I would really take time to think whether you want to continue in that. And I'm talking from the spiritual angle.
It's dark. It's really dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was picking up from you is that you have abilities on the helping people, healing side of things, spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that... It's your choice, my love. I can't tell you what to do, but I just want to say to you, be safe, be happy, be well, because you might not want to go down that route. All right.
Well, I'll take that in good conscience.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, and I do feel that part of the problems that you've had will disappear once you start walking towards the light. That's a paraphrase of many things I'd like to say.
Yeah. I got it. I understand.
You see, in this world, what's been coming to me as I do my own self-study is that so much of what we're fed is an illusion, and that's where I won't say anymore.
Oh, no, I completely understand.
Yeah,
the spin of the world, you know.
Yeah, thank you, love. Well, I wish you good luck, and I'm rooting for you that your life will come up again, okay?
It will.
Yeah, of course
it will. Maybe Linda will have called in today, so your friend.
Maybe.
I hope so. Well, thank you for hearing me. I don't want to take up too much time.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Okay, keep pressing on.
Thank you.
We will overcome, even in this state.
That's right.
It's very tough. It's very tough.
It is. I was going to give her...
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually... I make it a point of looking at news about America because I have lots of clients in America. So, right. You know, I'm learning more and more as we go on. Yeah, it's all very interesting and very difficult for the people on the ground, isn't it? Very difficult.
There is a, for my friends out there, there is an indivisible group. I don't know if you're, Angela, if you've connected to that.
That one's really good.
They are organizing, and I've joined, and there is a town hall in the middle of March. I'm not sure the location yet, but I know I'm going to be there. So anyway, people are getting their voices heard, it's kind of like the Tea Party started years ago. So people power is unstoppable. So,
Power to the people.
Yeah,
thank God.
Power to the people.
Thank God. Yeah. Yeah.
So we shall overcome, right?
Amen to that. Amen.
All right.
The light.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All right. Thanks for your call, Angela.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Helen. Helen.
Helen.
I saw your website on there. I'll go to it.
Thank
smart
you.
It.
All right, my darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay. All righty. Let's go to our next call, 208. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Ooh, can't hear.
Yeah, well, it's not coming in yet. 208, are you there? Okay, we can't hear anything. You might want to call back. Area code 678, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Helen. I'm
Hello.
Calling from Georgia. Hi, I'm calling
Georgia.
From Georgia.
Oh,
yes.
Great. What's
yes.
your name, darling?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie.
Yes.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. I have a little concern about my grandson.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know. Do you pick up whether his mother, significant other, does his mother, significant other, have his best interest? Is he a good influence over him?
Okay, so is this the child's father or the
no,
sort of kind
child's,
of child's
father? No, not his biological father, no.
Okay, all righty. Mm-hmm. All right, now just give me the first initial of each person's name, of the little boy and of the guy.
The first initial of the little boy is L, and the first initial of his my daughter's significant other is J.
Okay, thank you so much. Focus on them in your mind, and I'm going to see what I pick up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the first thing to say about L is that I feel a very sensitive child. Okay. I feel it's almost like, I just feel he's a very gentle soul. I feel a certain amount of anxiety around him, or just sensitivity. You know, when kids are shy and they're maybe just not as confident as other kids, that's kind of how I'm reading it. Okay, now I'm looking at Jay. Okay, it's like, all right, what I'm going to say is it's like Jay doesn't have much of a connection. That's how I'm feeling it. Does that make sense to you, my love? It's like that it doesn't, you know, the little boy doesn't really come into things for him. That's kind of how it feels, a disconnection.
Yeah, it is a disconnection. I feel that he's not good for my grandson.
Yeah.
And he expressed something to me last night that kind of bothered me, because he said my grandson came on to him. He was on a mission, and he came on to him, like, kissing and hugging and just want to cuddle up under him and just want that attention and try to put fingers up his rectum. And I say, oh, no. And so I thought, is he? Oh, all kind of thoughts went through my mind, but the bottom line is, why would he be walking around, well, just just a little boy, and Jay was home, and he walking around with his boxers on, and I don't know where my grandson is picking this up. Kid, he's 10 years old, and who knows?
You know, Maddie, I used to work for somebody who was a doctor, and he was very good with kids, and he used to say, the grandmother is always right. You know, trust your instincts, trust your intuition, and it sounds like you're a very loving granny. So, you know, you have to trust your intuition on this one, my love. All right, that's the best I can give you.
So I hear exactly where you're coming from.
Thank you.
My intuition tells me that I don't know why my daughter cannot see it.
Yeah, well, I think you need to get some professional advice on that from people who know how to handle these situations. All right?
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for your call. Helen, how best do people reach you for private sessions?
Well, they can, if they like, to use the phone to call the number, and I'll always call back. I might not, you know, the reason I'm not always at the end of the phone is because I've been very busy, but I will always call you back, and you can email me, and all the connections are on my website and on your page, aren't they?
Yes, they are. All the contact information is all right here on the show page. If anybody else, give out the phone number. The Helen's got a U.S. number. Make it easy for everybody. The number is 323-284-5570. 323-284-5570. Let's go next to Florida. And Carrie, welcome.
Hello,
Carrie.
Hi, Helen. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Thank you. I have a question. I have a renter I'm going to meet with on Saturday and want to know what you feel about me renting a property to him.
Okay. What's his initial?
His name is Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's have a look. Okay. What state are you in?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. 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 I'm sensing you have some doubts on this, which is why you've asked the question. Because as I tune in, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach. That's the best I can say, you know. In other words, I'm not getting a good feeling about it. I'll just check with my pendulum.
Okay.
Okay, pendulum's saying no. So there you go, my love. That's the best I can give you. It's a no from me.
Okay.
But always trust your intuition, love. That's the best way, because really readings validate, but you really know in your higher self. Trust your business instinct.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure. Next caller.
Okay, let's go to area code 604. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Louise.
Hi, Louise.
From Vancouver.
Oh, thank you.
And I was wondering about a relationship. I'm just out of a relationship about a year, and I'm suffering a lot of stress.
Okay, tell me the initial or first name.
G.
D. Okay.
G.
Oh, G, thank
G.
you. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
G. G for GG. Got it. Right.
That's
let's
right.
have a look. Let's have a look for you, love. Okay. Ooh, okay. What I'm feeling here is that it started real nice, but it's like slowly by slowly there's been one thing, then another thing, and it's kind of building up momentum to high stress, like you said. Makes sense to you?
Do you mean like right now since the breakup?
Yeah, what I'm feeling, darling, is that this started well, but it's like you didn't really know the guy, and as you've got to know the guy, it's worse. Slowly by slowly.
I've been with him for like almost 20 years.
20 years? Okay, well,
yeah.
Maybe it's happened slowly over 20 years, but the sense I'm getting is that you had high hopes in the beginning, and it's almost like his energy's drowning you. That's how it feels.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, okay, I can't tell you what to do, okay, and I'm not going to, all right, but if you're really suffering... If you're really suffering, darling, you need to think about yourself more, and you need to think about this, because what I'm sensing is that he's sucking all your energy out, and it's getting worse and worse. So, you know, you need some support from friends and family on this, and maybe some professional help. Okay? That's really what I'm sensing around the situation.
Do you get love coming in?
Pardon?
Do you get love coming in?
Let's have a look. I'll tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting very heavy energy, and it's like an iron wall as I try and look down my timeline. So, you know, love isn't going to come while you're feeling depressed and down or under stress, you know, or at least I can't see it, put it that way, because it's blocking the energy. All right. So I would deal with first things first, and then, you know, have another reading and see if love's coming through. But I can't see at the moment because it's like a big fog.
Really?
Fog of heavy energy.
I've been dealing with a lot of, and I do have the support systems that you talked about.
Good. Good for you. That's right. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't bring forward something that isn't there, and I feel there's a big block on my energy as I'm looking down my timeline. It happens sometimes. It's not necessarily your fault. So, you know, just try again sometime or try another psychic, and they might be able to see a bit more clearly, love. All right?
But I am in another man right now, so I was just wondering about him also. So.
Yeah. No, I can't read any further for you, love, because the energy is just like fog. I can't get through. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
It happens
sometimes.
Thank you so
much.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. And we'll take our final call here. I believe 609, welcome. Is this Susan?
Yes, hi. It's Susan from New Jersey.
Oh.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Good.
Lovely
how are you?
Lovely to hear you. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Just any messages that you get. I know we're towards the end of the show.
Okay, my love. Let's have a look. All righty. Okay. Okay. I already know you, Susan. So, you know, I just want to let them... I was going to say viewers, let the listeners understand that I do know your situation has been very difficult for a while now, okay? What I would say to you is that you're still hanging on there, even if it's by your fingernails. You know, you're still there, my love, and I'll just see if I can look around my timeline for you. Okay. Okay, I can see some angels, okay? Okay, the angels want you to know that they are holding you up right now, okay? I'm particularly feeling, okay, Raphael and Gabriel, okay? You know, something interesting happened today. I was giving someone some healing. You know, I was praying and my hands were hovering over them and I didn't feel a thing.
Hmm.
And afterwards, I always ask for feedback. Oh, I did feel tingling, but, you know, I didn't see any bright lights or anything. And afterwards, she told me, oh, I saw this and I saw that and I heard this and I heard that. And I thought, thank you, Lord, because, you know, when you're focusing on a problem, or like for me, when I'm working like that, I'm focusing so hard on listening and channeling that we don't notice what's actually happening. And I just want to share that with you because even though I didn't feel a lot, you know, the power of God's Spirit was going through to her. And I just want to encourage you tonight that the power of God is around you and that the angels are holding you up at the moment. And, you know, just I feel a lot of loving energy around you. So take heart and take courage, my love. That's what I would say to you at this time. There's more going on. Yeah, there's more there than you think. We're human and we often feel down and we often feel like we're struggling and we just want some hope and we reach out and we feel like we don't get anything. But, you know, it's there, my love. The trouble is it's in the unseen world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So focus on the light, my darling, and you know we'll chat again soon. I haven't heard from you for a bit, so I thought maybe you were feeling better. But we'll chat during the week, and God bless.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care, Susan. Okay. Much love to you. And
such a lovely lady.
Yes, she is. Very much so. Just like you, Helen.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Very lovely lady. It's true,
thank
though.
You.
Right back at you.
That's nice, right.
That was a lot of great connections there. Very, very fast. Very, a lot of people.
Ooh,
yeah. That's great.
Yeah, there was. Well, I said, I don't particularly love working a mile a minute, but I had to work really fast in some situations.
Right.
Sometimes I get kind of on a roll.
I know, and you say over there in your TV shows how it's just one after another, and you're used to that. So
that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Helen, we're done for another day.
Thank you so much, everybody. And have a good week, Michael. God bless. Love to you and your family, and to all the listeners. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, that's going to end this show, but Paul is coming up next here. So everybody, Paul from London. So this segment is going to end, okay? So the next segment with Paul is going to start. So everybody, please reconnect as this segment is going to end. And we'll see you on the other side.